You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their net and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Because we are reading this today, we might take for granted the decisions of those who later became the apostles. Peter was busy. He was fishing. He had expectations. He was going to go back home with something that day. But then Jesus showed up and said, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The Bible says, and straight away left their net and followed him. If you read that today, it may not make much meaning to you. But look at it. They left everything they were doing and straight away they followed him. The same thing happened to the sons of Zebedee. The Bible says, and they immediately left their sheep and followed him. Following Jesus requires prompt obedience. If you are not clear about a matter, if you are still trusting God to give you clarity, you can wait. You can seek the face of the Lord. But when a matter is very clear to you, either through the scriptures or in your spirit, what that thing demands is obedience. A lot of believers don't obey the Lord immediately, as we saw these examples. You are very clear, you are sure, you know this is what God wants you to do. But somehow you are still dragging it. And you see, when the Bible said they left everything they were doing and followed him, they didn't follow him because they were going to be something the following day. They just followed him in anticipation. It wasn't that they were following him for something that was going to happen immediately. 3.5 years, can you imagine that you will forsake what you are doing and be following a man, and for the next 3 years, nothing has come out of your life? People are asking you, why did you leave fishing? Say, I'm following Jesus. For what? Look at your life. You are just walking about like somebody who doesn't have a job, following a man up and down. But they obeyed immediately. Bible says straight away. What is it that God has told you? That you know this is it. Or you've read it in the Bible. You know this is the word of God. You still not obey. I was telling somebody, I said, you are saying you want to hear from God. You want to hear from God. But those things you have heard, those things you have seen very clearly stated, do you obey it? Look at Jonah. God called him, told him what to do expressly. Rather than go to Nineveh, he took a ship and went to Tarshish. Some of you, God may even ask you to relocate. You will delay, you will dig, darling. Let me tell you something. You see, God is patient, though, but you don't have the time for the patience of God. God can wait. God can be patient till you are 100, when you cannot do anything again. It is you that don't have time. God has time. God has no beginning and has no end. It doesn't grow old. It's not controlled by time. You are controlled by time. How long will you continue in disobedience when this matter is very clear to you that this is what God wants you to do? Brethren, as soon as you are clear about a matter, it must be immediately. See, you know God wants you to forgive. You have been on it for 3 years. You have not forgiven. You know you should not harbor malice. It's been going to 3 months now. You are still having malice. So you see that there is no prompt obedience to Jesus. Do you know what Jesus said? He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? Do you know that your life is not supposed to be governed by the opinions of men, but by the word of your Lord? Not even by yourself. It is whatever he says that is final. And I can tell you one thing. Most men will counsel you against the will of God. Most men will not like you to take decision to obey the Lord. Because they do not walk like that in their own life. So they will want you to be like them. Sometimes people will ask you to be cautious. Let me tell you something. There is nobody that walked with God that didn't take a risk. There is nobody that walked with God that the walk with God was not a risk. When Abraham was living where he was, he didn't know what he was going, where he was going. He didn't know what would come out of it. The Bible said he left not knowing where he was going. That was risky. How about Joseph? How can you be so sure that the dream that you had, that it was from God? And then after 12 years, you are still in prison. And then you still believe that that dream is from God. How can you follow somebody that says, I will make you fishers of men? And after 3 years, you are still following him about. Everywhere Paul went, there was risk. Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. And yet everywhere he went, they wanted to kill him. There is no time that you will ever want to follow God that it will not have risk from a human perspective. It will look risky. So people always caution each other against following the Lord. Let me tell you again, there is nobody that you see today that became anything in the hand of God that didn't take risk. And when they were taking that decision, they were not sure. There are a lot of decisions I'm taking. I'm not sure. As in, I'm not sure. I can't tell you that once I take that decision, this is what will happen. The only thing I know of is that God wants me to take that decision. That's why many times people that walk with God, people that follow God, you are going to look strange to the average man. Because the average man is a man that he's very cautious. He just wants to settle down. He just wants to face one thing, just do it, and just continue to repeat. But if you want to follow God, you must understand that it will look risky. Do you know why Jonah didn't want to follow God to Nineveh? He said, if I go there and preach and tell them that you will destroy them, you will show them mercy, you won't destroy them. I will look like a false prophet. The pride of the reputation of his office as a prophet was the reason why he preferred to go and die on the sea. I pray that you will not face Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh. When a matter is clear to you, let there be prompt obedience. Is the Lord telling you, go and say sorry to this person? You know clearly this is the Lord. Let it be prompt. Don't delay it. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.